Welcome to the Momstracted Podcast. I'm Momstracted Mama.
And I'm Flick.
And the last time we recorded a podcast, we were 10 weeks pregnant. Well, we announced that we were 10 weeks pregnant.
Right.
And now we are starting our third trimester.
A lot further along.
At 28 weeks.
So we missed a big gap in between.
Yeah, we did. I have some notes.
Okay, good.
I tried to take notes.
I'm glad you did.
I'm not going to say I continued taking notes, but I started taking notes.
Good.
So, I had really bad morning sickness. Well, it was a lot worse this time than it was with Belle.
We talked about that in the first recording as well.
So, it finally kind of started to subside around 13 weeks.
So that magic second trimester?
Yeah, it was pretty much immediately. I still was a little queasy around certain smells and foods, but I definitely didn't need the medicine anymore. I started getting the round ligament pain. Well, what I thought was round ligament pain about the same time. And
that was a lot earlier than when it was with Belle as well.
Yeah, I don't even remember having that with Belle. I mean, I probably did, but I don't remember it.
Right.
My hips, my back, it just all started hurting. And
all a lot earlier than it did with
Belle. Yeah, definitely. As soon as I stopped being nauseous, I immediately started craving sweets. It's like candy all the time. And it hasn't stopped.
Really? Luckily, we just hit Halloween, so
yeah,
we have all sorts of candy and sweets.
And I passed my glucose tolerance test.
Yes, that's right. That was a big thing.
So I celebrated. I'm still celebrating. My legs and my backs and my hips have just been hurting, and it just gets worse the further along I get. That started at like 13 weeks. I started having leg, hip, and back pain.
Yeah.
And it has not let up at all. Extremely tired. I was really tired. They say in the second trimester you get like this energy spurt. It took me a while to get that.
Yeah.
I got bursts of energy, but they didn't last very long.
I was going to say, I don't really remember there being a time where you were noticeably, you know, up and at them and let's go, go, go.
I noticed, like, it was probably, well, I'm sure I have it in here somewhere, but it was like halfway through my second trimester. I got some energy.
Yeah.
It's gone now. I started having the breast tenderness at 13 weeks. Like, everything happened at 13 weeks. I wasn't eating very much, like, not as often. I had, like, kind of a small lack of appetite. That went away. Now all I want to do is eat. So then at 15 weeks, eating about anything and everything, for the most part, I was feeling good. That's when I had to get down my Pranky Pillow, because figured that would help my back and my hips. Yeah. And it did. It helped it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't remember having it down that early with Belle. Well, yeah, I don't think I did. I started feeling some things happening in there.
Flutters?
Yeah, maybe some flutters. Wasn't sure if it really was the baby or not. My baby bump growth kind of slowed down, kind of plateaued about 15 weeks.
Well, and kind of going back, you started showing, I feel like almost immediately, like as soon as you got pregnant, you were showing.
Right.
And then, yeah, you did kind of hit a point where you really didn't seem to get bigger for a few weeks, really.
I was at that point where I just felt like I was just a larger person and not a pregnant person. And that was hard.
Sure.
I was like, is she pregnant or is she just a little bit larger?
Well, but I mean, you've always basically been belly though, you know, like you don't, you have, even with Belle, you never got bigger in like your legs and your arms, you know,
right.
It was basically all belly.
Yeah, it was.
And you still are.
So we had our multiple marker test at 17 weeks.
Right.
And that came back great.
Yeah.
No signs of anything that we should be worried about.
And that's something that I remember with Belle. You know, it's optional. It's an optional test, right? And my thought was always, I want to know ahead of time if there's anything we need to be, not necessarily concerned about, but, you know.
Aware of.
Aware of, yes. And I'm, I actually didn't even know you were getting it that day when you went to your appointment and you called me and said, oh, yeah, got the multiple marker test today.
Mm-hmm.
But I know every parent and couple are different. But that was just something that and I'm glad that you were in the same boat with me. I think for us, it was necessary to do.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, like there's nothing that we can do.
Right.
You know, it's not like it would change anything.
Exactly.
Whether the result was different.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to have been aware.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. My allergies have been terrible. It's that time of year.
That's right.
So around the 16, 17 weeks, I got something I never really had with Belle, and that was incontinence. I can't sneeze without wetting myself. It's so frustrating. It's less embarrassing, and it's just frustrating.
There's times where you're sitting on the couch or standing in the kitchen or something, and you sneeze, and I hear you go, ugh, or are you kidding me, or dang it, and I just kind of look over at you and pee a little, yes.
It's not even like it's that much.
Right.
But it's enough to be annoying, mm-hmm. enough to cause me an inconvenience.
Right.
And it doesn't help that the baby is on my bladder constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super low.
Yeah. So we felt first kicks on August 20th, almost 18 weeks.
And that was exciting for me because I actually felt kicks this time.
Not just gas bubbles.
Not just gas.
Yeah. Sorry about that still. So in here I said at 18 weeks I'm getting energetic about getting the room ready. So Belle and the new baby are going to be sharing a room,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing it in a comic book theme.
And I'm super pumped about
it. Yeah, I'm really excited too.
So that was at the time that we got the dressers and the bed and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big day.
Yeah, we got Belle her first toddler bed.
Oh, man.
She's not in the crib anymore.
Oh, that's so sad, but she did so well with it.
We've had no issues with her.
Ugh.
No issues.
She's a saint.
She's awesome.
Next baby is going to be the devil.
No. So I put in here that I definitely have to sleep on my side now. So I'm guessing that I had a bump growth in there. My last notes were at 21 weeks. Said, starting to feel uncomfortable more often, daily back pain, feel very big, big appetite. I feel constantly hungry. I don't feel like any of that has changed. It's
no.
just gotten more severe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's every morning, you know, you're waking up with a backache and waking up with your hips hurting. And I mean, this baby is going to be, I joked earlier today that baby's going to be grounded for 2 years when it gets here just because of all the pain it's putting through.
And I know it's not the baby's fault.
Right.
Obviously, it's just pregnancy
mm-hmm.
in general. But, man, it's so much different.
Yeah.
It's a lot different. Part of that could be because we are having a boy.
A boy.
Yay. So that's something else that we found out since our last time recording. You were super excited about that.
I was super excited. Yeah. Again, as I said before, and much earlier podcasts, you know, with Belle, I wasn't upset. I wanted a boy, of course. I wasn't upset at all that we were having a girl.
You were scared.
I didn't know anything. I still don't know. Feel like I know much about girls. Like, and like I say it as a joke, but it's true. You know, like,
right.
I always grew up with boys. I have a brother. You know, I've never had a lot of interest in, you know, being with little babies previously before Belle. So I just never had any experience
mm-hmm.
with a girl. But I know everything about boys. I'm a boy.
Right.
I, you know, like I said, been around boys. So, and not just that, but of course it's, I have my little guy, you know, my little
yeah.
boy. And that's exciting.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to be calling him.
Yep.
We're going to call him Guy.
Yep.
Obviously that's not going to be his name, but that's what we'll call him on here. His Guy. So we're going to have Belle and Guy.
Yep. My little guy.
And speaking of Belle, she's excited. She's only two, turned two at the end of August.
Right.
So she doesn't she doesn't completely understand what's going on, but she gets an idea that there's a baby in mommy's belly, and she knows his name. She knows that he's her baby brother.
And she's going to be a big sister.
A big sister. Yeah. And that she's going to help take care of him and... So
singing songs when he's sad.
Yeah, she's gonna sing him Let It Go when he cries. She's excited. She wants to see him.
Mm-hmm.
She always hugs him and kisses. Well, hugs my belly and kisses my belly.
And pulls up your shirt so she can see him.
Right.
I want to see him.
If my shirt is down, he does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
My shirt has to be up for him to exist. So that's something exciting. That's something that will be fun to talk about is her reaction.
Yeah. I don't want to say I'm nervous. I've seen her around other babies. She doesn't have a lot of interest in them.
Yeah.
But I think that it'll be a lot different when...
She has interest when mommy is holding the other babies.
Ah, yes.
And she wants mommy to hold her.
Yes.
I've never seen her... She is... baby cousins. My mm-hmm. my cousins have babies.
Yeah.
And they're 9 months. So she sees me play with them and hold them, and she's never attempted to hurt them.
Right.
She's never, you know, done anything to intentionally be mean to them. But if I'm showing them attention mm-hmm. and not her attention, then she comes in and wants to be included.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
that's normal.
Sure. And we knew there was going to be some, I don't know, jealousy maybe.
Yeah,
I mean,
a little bit.
So I definitely understand that dad's going to have to be on Belle duty. And, you know, I'm kind of excited about that, honestly, because I, you know.
She's been kind of a mama's girl lately.
She has been. But I think... I do think it'll be good. I think she's just going to do great as a big sister.
I honestly think it'll be harder on us
mm-hmm.
than it will her.
Right.
I think it'll be harder for us to go from a family of three to a family of four.
Three of us.
Right.
It is so easy to say. It's just so easy. You know, we're a family. I mean,
all of our attention's on her.
Mm-hmm.
Not on each other. I mean, we make time for each other, but...
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the time, our attention's on her.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go on a lot of dates, not because we don't want to.
We just prefer to be with her.
We prefer to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be difficult to... People always say, oh, you'll find it's not as hard as you think it is. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that'll be the case.
Yeah.
But it's going to be difficult not to put 100% of our attention on her.
Right.
And to spread that to another baby. Yeah. But I'm confident we won't have any issues, and I'm confident that she will not feel neglected in any way.
Definitely. Definitely.
She'll be fine.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. So we went from, 21 weeks in our notes to now we're 28 weeks. We're in the third trimester. Actually, it'll be 29 weeks on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But we see what else has happened. Passed the glucose test. Waking's been going good. Got my Rogam shot.
Ooh.
owie.
Yeah.
Had that with Belle. Had to get it again with this one. Painful. But, I mean, it hasn't really hurt too much.
Yeah.
With Belle, it was like, obviously the shot hurts immediately. It, like, burns, stings, and then it goes away. And I didn't really feel it. It didn't feel bruised or sore
mm-hmm.
or anything until, like, a month later. And it was just, like, almost like a bruise hurts.
Yeah. Well, and now it's, I mean, it's right in your butt cheek. I mean, it's right there, and you're sitting on it, and you're,
mm-hmm.
I was actually surprised previously with Belle that it didn't hurt you or be sore. Because I can't imagine sitting on it all day. And then,
yeah, no, it's not. And I'm sure I'll feel it, you know, down the road and be reminded, oh, yeah, I have to get that again. So, what else? Where are we? I have my baby shower. My aunt's giving me a baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of like, everybody's like, do you have a second baby shower or not?
And
is it?
Well, traditionally, obviously, the generation before us, they don't. I mean, they had one baby shower. That's
right.
All you get, first baby.
Right.
But every place I look nowadays, everything I read, because I'll be honest, I was definitely more... I questioned it a lot more than you did. I was just like, do we do this? Are we going to look greedy or are we going to look at, you know, just anything? Because, I mean, perceptions would be, hey, why are they doing this? But nowadays, it seems like if you're having
the opposite gender,
then it's totally fine and totally accepted.
And we're not putting it on.
Exactly.
Somebody else is offering it to do it for us.
Yeah.
So...
And she's doing everything for it. Your aunt's doing everything for it. I think we helped with the invites. That's really it, because we had the addresses. But everything else, she's taking care of.
Yep.
Haven't lifted a finger.
So, that's exciting.
It'll
be exciting to get little boy stuff.
It will be, yeah.
We have a lot of gender-neutral stuff
mm-hmm.
for when we had Belle, like, early on. But we didn't really have a ton.
Right.
So, we do need baby boy stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Anything else you can think of besides me being uncomfortable, nothing fits, my feet are starting to grow?
Well, we've here in probably the last, 3-4 weeks, we've decided to do more, I guess, trips.
Mm.
You know, we've gone different places on our feet for long periods
mm-hmm.
of time. We've done the zoo, we've been to the Children's Museum, we've done, we went to Cincinnati and went to IKEA and the entertainment station or whatever it was called. So, I mean, we were on our feet for long periods of time. And granted, we decided, let's do it now, because we definitely won't want to do it when you're hitting that 35 to 38 period.
Yeah.
But that's been hard on you as well.
It's
been
very hard.
Long days.
I would say probably 20, 30 minutes and my feet are hurting.
Yeah.
My heels hurt so bad. And then my tailbone and, like, my lower to mid back hurts extremely bad. If I sit on the floor for 10, 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
it's so hard to get up. My back just hurts so bad. And then, like you said, in the mornings, you have to pry me up out of bed because my back hurts. But it has really helped by using the rice pack.
Mm-hmm.
The warm rice pack at night before bed. That seems to have helped a little bit.
So at least be looser as you're laying down, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kind of relaxes those muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Belle crying? I heard something. No? Probably just the wind.
Probably.
See, the holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're going to be tested by shopping for Christmas and...
Traveling.
Yeah. Which we don't have really far to travel, so I don't have to worry about that.
No, but it's just with... Especially Thanksgiving, you know, because it's... We still kind of split time, which I assume we always will
mm-hmm.
split time between the two of our families. So, you know, it's... In the morning, we're... you know, driving an hour and a half. And then we get there and we overeat. And then we hop in the car and drive another hour and a half, 2 hours to more family to overeat again. And so, I mean, it's just, that day seems long. It's always great because it's with family. And, you know, we love being with family. But, and then, of course, I mean, I work the next day as I have for several years. I haven't done it for the past couple, but, you know, I've got the football final, state finals the next 2 days, which is always long days as well. So it just kind of seems like those few days are long for me. You go Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work this year.
So, yeah, it's just a lot of, the holidays bring lots of movement and lots of.
Yeah.
Sand, you've never been pregnant? No, I guess you were with Belle.
No. I wasn't. Oh, because
I guess you're right.
It was after Thanksgiving.
It was Christmas. It was early December. And then, so you're right.
Yeah.
So this is a whole new experience for you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And all of that combined with a toddler.
Yeah, throw a toddler
like,
on top.
Doing all that is one thing, but combined with a toddler just makes it, like, way worse. And I never really thought about, like, I thought about, like, okay, being pregnant with a toddler, I've looked at other moms,
mm-hmm.
like, how do you do that? But until you actually get in, it's exhausting.
Yeah. And it's crazy that we're blessed with a relatively well-behaved toddler, especially compared to some of the toddlers we've seen. And she's exhausting.
She's two. She's
right.
needy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I expect her to be needy.
She's needy and she's active and she's curious and she's talking all the time. So, exactly. I mean...
A
2-year-old should be.
Yeah.
But.
I've had to limit, like, my lifting of her.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I can't anymore.
And you're only 28 weeks right now.
I'm only 28 weeks. Why did you remind me? it's really, really tiring.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exhausting. I'm so thankful for you.
Well, I mean, all joking aside... You know, it's amazing what the woman does, you know, having the baby and going through the pregnancy. And I'm so appreciative of the fact that you're putting your body through this and putting yourself through this. And you did it once for us as a family and you're doing it again. And it's honestly, it's the best thing you've ever given me and
mm-hmm.
the best thing that's ever happened to our family. Again, in all seriousness, you know, it's incredible. And, you know, I love you more and more for it every day because I see the pain and the aches and the struggles that you do, you know, there are struggles and that just means the world to me as a father, as a husband, as, you know, I'm just so excited and so happy to have you and so, so blessed that you're doing this for our family.
Gonna make my pregnancy emotional.
No.
I'm a little hormonal.
No.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
I love it. I love being pregnant. I mean, I complain a lot
mm-hmm.
because it does hurt. It's tiring.
Sure.
But I love it. Whenever I think the morning that I went in to be induced with Belle, I was so sad that I wasn't gonna be pregnant anymore. I mean, super excited to meet my daughter.
Right.
But it's just something so special about being pregnant and the changes that your body goes through
mm-hmm.
and just the whole idea of creating another life. It's just amazing and incredible, and I love being pregnant. So, yes, it's a sacrifice, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sacrifice as much as none of your clothes fit, but you know...
None of my clothes, none of my shoes. I have one bra that fits really nice. So, yeah. It's exciting, though.
It is.
And so we're in our every 2-week appointments now. So that will make things go by. This has gone by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect the rest of it to go by just as quick, especially with the holidays.
Yeah.
Everything goes by so much faster with the holidays.
I can't believe it's November already.
I know.
If we're getting out of the pregnancy, it's November.
I know.
Like, 2015 is just gone.
Right.
Ugh.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, what, January 23rd, due date. So, that's going to be here before you know it.
And this little guy is all the time pressing down really low.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out. He's so active all the time, which is incredible because then I know it gives me reassurance that everything's okay.
Sure.
But those times that he's just like low and pressing down, I'm like, he's ready to get out.
Oh, you just read this morning that now is the time when the baby starts to position itself
right.
and starts to get. So our little guy is getting in position. And
yep.
Before you know
it. I don't think we're going to have to be waiting on him. I don't think we're going to have to wait.
I mean, here's hoping, in all honesty.
I don't want him to be too early.
Sure, but I mean, that 15-hour labor was...
Was it rough on you?
Well, I was going to say something like that, but then I paused because I didn't really go through it, I guess. But, you know, I hated it for you.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that I hope go differently this time.
Yeah.
No induction.
No, yeah. I would love
no
that.
No Pitocin.
Okay. Here's my plea. I want the, oh my goodness, your water just broke. We're at home. We're in a store. What do we do? Run to the car. I want to have that panicked moment, but not panicked because, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the same thing going a little further back at our honeymoon. We had to run through the airport to get to make sure we made the plane. Like, that was fun. That was an experience. I would love to have that water just broke experience.
I mean, it's obviously not like you see it in the movies.
Sure. It's not going to be an enormous puddle underneath
you. No.
Yeah.
And sometimes the water doesn't break, but that doesn't mean I can't have the labor or the laboring at home,
mm-hmm.
which is what we want to do if possible, as long as the weather is willing and the baby is willing.
Yeah, you were just saying yesterday. I'll labor up and down the hallways of the hospital if the weather turns bad. I don't care.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope that life doesn't get in the way and we can check back in right before he comes.
Yeah.
I'd like to get another podcast in.
Yeah.
We've been really busy and exhausted and it just hasn't been possible.
No. I mean, and I feel kind of bummed about it in one regard, but at the same time, I don't know when we would have done it.
Yeah.
And done it well.
It really takes all I can to come home and work with you to get dinner ready and spend time with Belle,
mm-hmm.
get her ready for bed, get everything ready for the next day. And then by the time we get everything cleaned up and ready, then I'm exhausted. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad I took the notes.
Yeah, definitely.
That I have up until 21 weeks.
Yeah. If you got any more, make sure you write this down.
I will. So, I guess we're signing off until it gets closer.
Hopefully, right before our little guy makes it.
Well, we'll check in a couple of weeks before the due date.
Mm-hmm.
See how things are going and progressing. And...
Yep.
So here's to a smooth labor and delivery.
Let's do it.
Mom's distracted.